topic. It is a controversial topic. It is a current topic, and it is a critical topic. Although gender bias does not necessarily exist as blatantly as it used to, it is very alive, trust me. And the big deal is that it's a form of persecution, and the entire purpose of it is to thwart our women and our girls off of their purpose. So this is a critical topic. I will tell you that normally I do this topic in a full day seminar. The only other time that I've done it and shortened it was a half day. So 60 minutes is a challenge. But I think it's such an important topic, and I'm so honored that Dr. Winston asked me to come. This is a tough topic. And there are a lot of people that would stay away from something like this. So this is a courageous topic, and to hit it in an hour, you all praying for me, right? All right, so we're going to do this. We're going to fully utilize our hour. Let me just tell you a little bit about myself and what qualifies me to be up here. So I am born and raised in Philly. Yes, I knew I liked you. I still live right outside of Philly in Abington. I have been married for going on 27 years. I know, that just hit me when I was saying it. I'm like, you have? I wanted to turn around myself and go, get out of here. Yeah. I have a 24-year-old son and a 20-year-old daughter who's about to be 21 and who's ecstatic about that fact. I don't know what happens at 21, but she is convinced, like, oh, my gosh, she's counting down the months. Oh, my gosh, mommy. So, yeah. So we have that going on, and I own a business I have for 11 years now. It's called Trailblazers. It's sort of a boutique consulting agency. That's what I call it. We are in the people development business, so I specialize in leadership, training, and development. Most of my clients are corporate. Most of them are very large. I've worked with Verizon Wireless, Boeing, places like that. And then I work with large governmental agencies like NIH, FDA.